Welcome back to the Immigration Update Podcast, the podcast that immigration professionals and foreign nationals turn to for up-to-the-minute information. Today we present part two of our six-part deep dive into the O-1B visa. Our previous episode, part one, is season four, episode six, Why Do People Get This O-1B Criterion Wrong? In case you missed it, you can go back and find it. That time, we talked about a criterion that people often get wrong because they simply don't read the regulations thoroughly enough. Well, in fact, that is what most of this series will be about. The often convoluted language in the USCIS regulations that gets glossed over and misunderstood, and that people far too often get wrong. So the criterion we'll be diving into today is this one. The regulations requires evidence that the foreign national, quote, has achieved national or international recognition for achievements evidenced by critical reviews or other published materials by or about the individual in major newspapers, trade journals, magazines, or other publications, end quote. And these criterion are always a mouthful. But what's so difficult about this criterion? And why do so many people get it wrong? Before we get into that, I'd like to announce that I'm podcast producer Mike Pulcinella. And as always, I want to mention that this episode of the podcast, and all episodes, come from articles that were written by immigration partner Lynn Walker. The article appears in full on her LinkedIn page, and as I said, is part of a six-part series covering important topics about the O-1B criteria over the next few weeks. Lynn will be following that up with an O-1A series that you won't want to miss. Of course, we'll be covering it here on the podcast as well, so you have options on how to get this material. After listening to this podcast, do head over to LinkedIn and follow Lynn Walker. She posts many articles of interest to the immigration law community. I highly recommend you check out her feed and follow. And as always, please spell Lynn, L-I-N, when searching for her content. So let's get back to O-1Bs. And since I am reading Lynn Walker's words, I'll be speaking again in the first person. So let me read that regulation criterion again, and as you'll see, once more, it is a mouthful, and I'm going to have to take a big, deep breath before I begin that quoted section. For an O-1B, USCIS requires evidence that the foreign national, quote, has achieved national or international recognition for achievements evidenced by critical reviews or other published materials by or about the individual in major newspapers, trade journals, magazines, or other publications, end quote. Now that seems straightforward, and yet many people get it wrong. So let's explore this criterion to see exactly what's going on. To satisfy this criterion, you must make a three-part showing. One, there is published materials written by the artist and their achievements. Notice I said written by the artist and their achievements. Or, two, there is published materials written about the artist and recognizes their achievements. And three, that material is published in major newspapers, trade journals, magazines, or other publications. All right, so let's break it down. First, let's cover what USCIS does not accept as satisfying this criterion. With very few exceptions, social media posts, such as those appearing on LinkedIn, X, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, do not count as major media. Photos in tabloids or links to videos appearing online also do not count. However, if the artist was interviewed for a major broadcast network or related media outlet, which can include major podcasts, and transcripts are provided, that evidence is usually satisfactory. Second, in addition to providing a printed copy of the article, which must be in English or accompanied by a certified English translation, that shows the name of the media and date of publication, you must also include media kits or circulation and readership data to establish that the media qualifies as major media. And in the article on LinkedIn, there is a link that takes you to the USCIS regulations for this area. And that's why I recommend that you do go to LinkedIn to see some of the links and things that Lynn also provides. So let's finish up this episode of the podcast and give you your pro tip of the week. read the regulations and USCIS policy manual carefully, and ensure that you are providing documentary evidence that satisfies the entirety of the criterion, not just a summary of what you think it means, or worse, only what you have evidence to show. Join us next week for part 3, when we'll discuss common confusion over the terms lead, starring, or critical role. Thanks for listening to the Immigration Update Podcast with Attorney Lynn Walker. We'll be back next week with more breaking news of interest to the immigration law community. If you like what you hear, please follow, rate, and review the podcast. It really helps us grow. If you'd like to suggest a topic for our podcast or have any questions about your particular business immigration situation, please contact Lynn at lwalker@miner.com. That's lwalker@meyner.com. Disclaimer: the information contained herein is intended only for educational or informational purposes and is not a substitute for legal advice. Further, listening to this podcast in no way establishes an attorney-client relationship between you and Miner & Landis LLP. Listeners should consult legal counsel for definitive advice regarding the current law and regulations and how those apply to your unique situation within your organization.